Lucky Ladders. And welcome the challengers, Pat Mack and Janet Jones, sisters-in-law from Norfolk. And champion Stella Hill and Mary Giel, a cousin. Stella is from Langford in Bedfordshire, and Mary from Stevenage in Hertfordshire. And the star of the show, Lenny Bennett.
Speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They'll watch a rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. Okay.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Watch With Mothers podcast. This time we're doing something a little bit different. We're going to be doing three shorter podcasts over the coming week, but don't feel ripped off, because actually it's a clever plan, which Napoleon will now explain to you.
Okay, yeah, this is going to be quite succinct, so I hope you're listening. We promised last week that we were going to do a big one. And that's exactly what we're doing. A big one usually lasts about an hour, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So what we've got for you today is about 20 minutes. So that's the first 20 minutes of an hour-long podcast. The second part will be going out in week two. The third part will be going out in week three. So what you've got there is not three 20-minute rip-off podcasts, but one enormous 60-minute podcast. So anybody who was complaining, who was looking forward to one of those big ones with all the songs and all the jingles and all that, you can rest assured that if you don't listen to this now, if you don't listen to next week's, but you put it all together in week three, a bit like one of those magazine things, yes, what you'll have at the end is a 60-minute Watch With Mothers podcast bundle. So none of you can complain. Thank you very much. Was that all right?
Yeah, I think that should stop them moaning. So what are we going to be doing this time? Because you've got a plan.
I have got a plan. What I've got for you here is I've got three classic game shows from the olden days.
So not only do they get to hear another cracking quiz that they can take part in at home, but also there's the nostalgia factor.
There's a nostalgia factor. We'll get to learn a little bit about each quiz. We'll get to learn a tiny, tiny little bit of information about the contestants. We'll sort of figure out how to do it. And for your listening pleasure, we will recreate these game shows.
It's going to be fun, fun, fun all the way.
Not necessarily, but you never know.
Well, let's wait and see how it pans out. But I'm personally very excited.
Are you? Yeah, I'm reasonably excited. I can't wait, for instance, to play Crosswits. That's just one of the ones that we've got for you. The other two being Lucky Ladders and Blockbusters. Everybody loves Blockbusters, don't they?
Well, yeah, it's the only one I can remember of the three.
Is it? Well, you can't remember Lucky Ladders, for instance?
Not really, no.
Well, in that case, should we play it?
Let's play Lucky Ladders.
Lovely. That was not a bad segue, that.
Yeah, I could actually put a round of applause under that, and then it'll all sound totally professional.
Magic. Right. Okay then, right, a bit of information for you first before we start. Produced by Anglia TV, those weirdos off in the east. It first aired on ITV in 1988. It ran until 1993 and was presented by Lenny Bennett of Punchlines fame. Do you remember him?
Not really. What did he look like?
He had a big... he looked a bit like Leo Sayer.
Right, was he toothy?
Not really. He looks sort of like a cross between Jasper Carrot, Leo Sayer, and Robert Powell.
Christ, what an attractive man.
Ah, Jesus. He was no oil painting, admittedly. But then who is? You know what I mean? Apart from your Hollywoods.
Yeah, all your Hollywoods.
All your Hollywoods, yeah.
So you're being Benny Lennett, and I'm just a member of the public.
Right, well, do you want to be any particular person?
What, can I choose my own name?
Yeah.
Wicked. I'll go for...
Clive?
Can you... Sorry?
Clive?
No, I'm going to go for a good name.
All right.
Call me Ace Freeman.
Ace Creamer?
Freeman.
Ace Freeman.
Yeah.
So not Clive, then?
All right, Clive.
Right, lovely. Well, hello, Clive. Welcome to Lucky Ladders.
Thank you, Lenny. It's lovely to be here. I'm having a lovely day.
Have you had a lovely day so far?
As I just said, I'm having a lovely day so far.
That's brilliant. Well, I think, do you know the rules of Lucky Ladders?
No, Lenny.
Right, well, what happens is, you get a ladder, you see? Now then, you've got seven rungs on the ladder, and you've got to get from the top word to the bottom word, or the bottom word up to the top word. Are you following me?
Yeah, where's this ladder then?
Right, it should be on your screen now. Can you see it, Clive?
So it's not a real ladder then?
No, it's what it actually is seven blocks on top of one another with a word in them.
Right.
Can you see it, Clive?
Shall I pretend I can?
Right, lovely. Right, in this first one, Clive, don't forget, so have you got your pad?
I've got a pad, yeah.
Six, seven, hang on, wait a minute, yeah, seven, right. So, mark out seven spots to go one to seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Let's just not get confused at the start of this.
Right, I've done that.
Right, here's the first round, Clive. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your first word, which goes in number one, is shit.
Right.
Have you written that down?
Yeah, how'd you spell that?
S-H-I-T.
Got it.
And your seventh word is Eve. E-V-E. That goes in number seven.
Right.
Right. So now, Clive, you have to get from shit to Eve. Do you see?
I see.
Yes. What do you think could be underneath shit?
Do I get time to work out the whole thing, or I have to do it with you?
No, you can work it out.
Well, that might be quite boring.
Okay, what goes underneath shit, Clive?
House.
No, afraid not. No, it's not house.
But shit house, that makes sense.
Well, shit house does make sense, admittedly, but that's not what I've got written down here, is it?
Shit. Creek?
No, not shit creek, no. Think hold all, Clive.
Shit bag,
yay, right, so you've now got shit bag. What follows bag?
Puss.
No. What follows bag, except I've written it the wrong way around?
Gab.
It's ball bag. You see, Clive? Right, so you should now have shit, bag and ball. Do you
bag
see?
Bag ball. Yep, got yeah, right. Bag ball. Yep.
What comes after ball?
Tennis.
No. You're not close, Clive.
Are we back the right way round now?
No, it's more of an association.
Cock.
Yep, cock, you got it, Clive. Well done. I'm putting a tick next to that one. Right, what you got under cock? On your lucky ladder.
Is it another rude word?
It could well be, Clive.
Does it follow on this time?
It goes very well together.
Cock. And is it balls again?
No, it's not. No. It's not cock and balls, Clive. We've had that.
Can I have another clue, please?
Ladies have them.
Well, they don't have cocks, so it must be... Is it Fanny?
It is Fanny. That's right, Clive. Well done. One away. Your bottom clue's Eve. What goes after Fanny and before Eve?
Is it Christmas?
No. Bloody Christmas. How do you get Christmas out of that?
Fanny Christmas?
Fanny Christmas and Christmas... Oh, Christmas Eve. Yeah. No, it's not Christmas.
Something Eve. New Year's?
No. Fanny. Fanny Clive!
Tastic?
Oh, Fanny-tastic. What's something Annie and Eve?
Adam!
You see, sweet Fanny Adam.
Right, I've got you. So I've won round one.
Yeah, you've won round there, so that means you get through to the final, Clive.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, right. So do you want to know what tonight's star prize is?
I'm having a lovely day.
That's very nice. Right, well, it's over to our announcer to find out what today's star prize is. I can't remember what his name was.
Just Graham will do.
Okay, over to you, Graham. Thank you, Lenny. The USA, Beef Burgers, Mickey Mouse, Greyhound Buses and the film star, Lee Marvin. The wide open plains of New England, the sun-drenched beaches of Kansas. Watching the arm wrestling film over the top of the pictures and Mum's apple pie. You'll be reminded of all these things with two fabulous half-day passes to the American Adventure, Derbyshire. Dinner not included. Sorry about that. As Lenny Bennett... As Lenny Bennett... I would just like to emphasise, Clive, that dinner is not included. Have we got that? Have we got that? We got that all right, Clive?
2 seconds, just to... So it's in Derbyshire?
Yeah, the American Adventure, yeah. Like I say, all those things, those American things, beef burgers, apple crumble, that'll remind you with your 2 half-day passes, Clive.
No, that's good. So what do I have to do?
Right, well, it's another ladder, Clive. This is, after all, Lucky Ladders.
So is it 7 again? Is
7
that on
again,
the pad?
Right. And a bit harder this time.
Yep.
Right, Clive, your top word is what? Number one is spit. Do you get that, Clive?
Spit again. Oh, no, spit.
No, it was shit last time.
Yep, spit.
And your bottom word, Clive, is the French.
That's not a word.
Well, it's 2 words.
Yeah.
Is the really a word?
Not really. It's a definite article or something.
Exactly. So, right. So, if we go from... Right, what's after spit, Clive?
The dog.
No.
Toon? Spittoon?
Ooh, no, it's not that.
Spit roast?
Spit, no.
Spit.
Think spit and something, Clive.
Spit and polish.
Yay! There you go, polish, we're on a roll. Oh, shit, the phone.
Are you off, Lenny?
Hold on, Clive!
How are you back, Lenny?
I'm back now, sorry about that, Clive.
No problems.
Right, so where were we? You'd got spit, you'd got polish, your last word is the French. What's after polish, Clive, or what's before the French?
Well, after polish is... I'm not sure. So before the French is... are you going to have to help me out here, Lenny?
It's easier if you go the other way, quite frankly, Clive.
So polish?
After polish.
Yeah, clue.
It could be another one of those other way round things again there, Clive.
So it's shoe polish then?
No, it's not shoe polish.
Boot polish?
No, it's not boot polish.
Brass?
No. It's French, Clive.
Eh?
French.
French polish?
French polish.
Hey!
You know the French polish things, Clive.
Yeah. So is it? Yeah. Is that the answer, is it?
Yeah, that's it. So, what? You've got spit, polish, French. What you got after the French? No, not the French. French. What have you got after French, Clive?
More French.
No, not more French.
French kissing, ooh la la.
What are the French associated with? Apart from the obvious.
Adultery.
Not adultery, Clive. No, that's close.
Snails.
No.
Venereal disease?
Not venereal disease, no. All of these are correct answers, but they're not the right answer, Clive.
Big noses?
Not big noses.
Cheating at football?
Think bicycle, beret, what's missing? Stripy jersey, what's missing?
Les oignons
de Français! Well done, Clive!
Thank you, Lenny.
Right, so what have you got after onions?
Soup.
Soup?
Garlic.
Garlic, you've got it, Clive.
Superb.
You won away. You need something that lies after garlic and before the French.
Ooh. Well, they lie together, really, don't they?
They do go together, but there's something in between them, Clive.
Garlic bread.
No.
Croissant.
What does garlic do, Clive?
Stinks.
Stinks! Hey! You've won! You've just won a holiday to the American adventure, Clive!
That's a bit xenophobic, wasn't it?
No, because it's the French.
Right, well, hooray! I'm going to the American Adventure. Is it still open?
What was that?
The American Adventure, is it still functioning?
Merry Christmas!
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Clive! I'm pleased that you've won your holiday to the American Adventure. Sorry, my earphones fell out there for a second, Clive.
No problems.
What would this been, telly? You've won your holiday to the American Adventure. I bet you're pleased about that.
I'm very pleased. I'll be able to take my wife.
Yeah, I'm afraid I am. I'm going to have to tell you that it did close down in the 1990s.
Right, so is it just an abandoned space now, presumably?
Yeah.
Okay, do I get dinner with that?
I did say, Clive, that dinner was not included.
Okay, I'll be off then.
Okay, right, well, there you go. That's lucky, lad. I'm sure the listeners at home followed that, didn't they, do you think?
Well, they didn't have the interruption of Lenny Bennett taking a telephone call, did they?
No, they didn't, no, admittedly. But I think it all fitted together quite well. I think this one's gone quite smoothly, quite frankly, Clive. Whatever you know. Swine's head, that's it.
Yeah, I think it should hang together well. And let's not forget that they're going to be sticking with us for the next one, no matter what that might be. So,
I don't know. Hopefully they've not listened to this one after heeding my advice. So this should now just segue into part two, if you are listening to this properly, which will be in 3 weeks' time. If you've just listened to that and think that's the end and think, Jesus, that was bad, well, don't worry, because it's only the warm-up, and it gets better after this, doesn't it?
Yeah,
allegedly.
They've arrived too early, haven't they? They've basically prematurely ejunculated.
They have prematurely ejunculated. I completely agree with you. So that's it then.
No need to say goodbye, because if you're listening to this properly, we'll be back in a couple of seconds. So see you in a bit.
And cue the jingle.
Watching TV in our pants. Get out the mini chanders. It's Watch With Mothers. It's Watch With Mothers.